Time, I think we're going to do introductions since we have time for it this morning, and they love introductions. Okay, that wasn't true. But anyhow, I asked them to just give their name, and they can give one random fact about themselves. Like, my name is Tim Denlinger, and the other day I hit a golf ball 205 yards. That was so much fun.
My name is Caitlin Hess, and I go to Cornerstone Mennonite Fellowship.
I'm Mary Kiroselli, and I love playing guitar.
I'm Brianna Martin, and I love ice cream.
I'm Risha Miller, and I grew up in Texas and moved up here a year ago.
I'm Jana Oberholzer, and I like four-wheeling.
I'm Tiffany Lehman, and I grew up on a farm.
I'm Courtney Oberholzer, and I love art.
I'm Anna Martin, and I drive a bright yellow truck.
I'm Linnell Hess, and I am a nurse.
I'm Brianna Berge, and I like photography.
I'm Lori Risser, and I like pretty much every kind of fruit there is.
I'm Ashley Berge, and I love to read.
I'm Carissa Horst, and my uncle, Conrad Neuswanger, is in choir also.
I'm Lori Hagee, and I enjoy playing piano.
I'm Jennifer Martin, and for part of my job, I work in a walk-in freezer.
I'm Amber Miller, and I'm married to a Canadian.
I'm Michelle Martin, and I own a penny whistle, but I never learned how to play it.
My name's Emily Bollinger, and I have no brothers.
My name is Teresa Weaver, and I love popcorn.
My name is Janessa Oweiler, and I love taking naps.
My name is Dorcas Nisley. Jesus loves all the children, and so do I.
My name is Abby Martin. I love kids, and I love teaching them.
My name is Janelle Gaiman, and last night my car broke down. So, my brother had to come pick me up. So, yeah.
My name's Alicia Rutt, and I'm a nurse.
My name is Daniel Martin, and I was in New York City for the 9/11 memorial.
My name is Trent Charles, and I love hunting.
My name is Mardell Martin, and I'm the oldest of my family.
My name's Ben Fox, and I like to play frisbee.
My name's Will Weaver, and I hate getting up early in the morning.
Most of you know me as Tyrell Brubaker, and I am a butcher.
I'm Kurt Stauffer, and I enjoy restoring vehicles.
My name is Andrew Hess, and I have four sisters and no brothers.
My name is Alyssa Heisey, and I am the oldest of five children.
My name is Kara Denlinger. Hello, y'all. And I don't like pickles.
My name is Willie Heggie from New Hope Mennonite, and I love airplanes.
My name is Riley Eschbach, and I love playing volleyball.
My name is Marshall Musser, and last week I went wakeboarding, and the lake was that smooth, it was like a mirror.
My name is Troy Stauffer, and I'm looking forward to going to Sarasota for the first time this Saturday.
My name is Bradley Risser, and the randomest thing I can think of right now is that my neighbor owns camels.
I'm Daniel Miller, and I'm married an American.
I'm Sheldon Hess, and I love the outdoors.
I'm Connor Newswanger, and I like pizza.
I'm Daryl Bowman, and I like flying kites.
I'm Troy Risser, and I love to play volleyball.
I am Brent Lehman. I'm married, and I still have an extra rib.
I'm Justin Hess, and I'm pretty hungry right now.
I'm Jesse, and I appreciate house cats most of the time.
My name is Nolan Hess, and I have three of my siblings singing in the choir.
All right, thank you. Be fun to pass this around and let you all have a chance at that one. Other thing I was going to say is we have Mark and Cheryl with us in the back. They are, for most of you would know them, they are our advisors for the choir, and glad to have them with us. They're awesome choir parents. They have a lot of children up here. So, my wife is downstairs, I believe, right now. She is also part of the choir. And is anybody else missing? About one or two people are not here this morning. So this is most of the group. All right.
So the next song we're going to sing is When Peace Like a River. And I don't know about you guys, but I often feel we're living in a pretty fallen world. And there's a lot of things that stress and grief and so many things that just keep bombarding us. And the busyness of life, it seems like, I don't know, technology is always there yelling at us to do things and we want to do and don't want to do. And for me, God's been speaking to me lately about peace and in just resting in Him, just kind of finding silence in Him. Like, be still and know that I am God. And so that's kind of, I don't know if you've ever been on Susquehanna, like either canoeing or boating or whatever, and just felt the smooth power of that huge river just moving. Kind of imagine that as like the peace that God can pour through us. And so that's kind of what we're singing about today, when peace like a river. And if you guys want, you can sing with us for the first verse.
When sorrows I've seen. Soar through the sky. My race is nearly run. My strongest trials now are past. My victory has begun.
I know it doesn't take long these days when you look around and see all that's going on to realize that we are still in a fallen world. We're not home yet. And I know it can get discouraging and looking at all the trials and tribulations and the many personal things that we're going through. But just looking at who God is and focusing on who He is, we can. There's such a celebration and rejoicing of who He is today. This next song that we're getting ready to sing is about hearing that calling, the calling of it, the eternal celebration that we're going to have. And I know that even the tribulations we're going through today, the storms, the trials, those fall away when we look at Christ and we remember the celebration that we're going to have for eternity. I don't know about you, but I cannot wait.
This choir is such a fun bunch to work with. Can you imagine what it's going to be like in heaven, singing in a choir? That's the buzzer. I don't know what it's going to be like in heaven, but I can't wait to see. I don't know who's going to direct the choir up there, but I hope I get a chance just a little bit to play with it. But can you imagine Jesus directing the choir and everybody watching and just singing at the top of your lungs? That'll be so much fun. I'm looking forward to that. Next song is a song we've been singing since the first year, which was 3 years ago. And so we're going to invite the alumni to come up, and I promise I won't call any names. I can't restrain the choir from calling names if they accidentally call your name out loud or something. But any alumni want to come up and join us for this song, we'd welcome you to do that. Last song is Go Into the World. And the world does not start out there somewhere. The world does not start way out there somewhere. The world starts at home. The world starts your neighbor. The world starts in your family. So share Christ and don't ever give up. After this song, we'll turn it back over to Josh.
Point the way. Go into the world. and me. Yet as he is calling you and me into the world, yes, we'll go into the world, take his love into the world. The time is right, the fields are white, there's work to do before the night, so we'll go into the world.
I was really struck by a couple of the songs close to the end of the program. My latest son is sinking fast. I don't know if you thought about the perspective that that song is written from, but it's from a person who's dying. And if there's anything that people fear, it's death. And I've talked to so many people who are so troubled by that fear of dying and by the worry, because we don't know. Nobody has experienced that and come back to tell us about it. People get close sometimes. People have visions of it. But it's not something that we look forward to. It's not something that we would rejoice in, and yet it was not a song that was sad. It was a song that was rejoicing. And calling the angels to come, and I'm sitting back there thinking, am I really okay with saying, oh, come, angel band, come, bear me away on your snowy wings to my immortal home? And then the next song, Hark, I Hear the Harps. And again, from that same perspective, the person ready to cross over, hearing the music of heaven and the harps, and saying, hallelujah, praise the Lamb. I'm going. How can we sing songs like that about death that are joyful? There's only one reason. And that's because we know the one who conquered death. We know the one who took death on himself willingly by his own choice, and not just a nice, clean, instant death with no pain, but a death with immense suffering and immense pain, tortured to death. He died on that cross. And by his own power, by the power of God working in him, he conquered death. And he rose again. And that's the message. That's the message. His power over death is the message that he wants us to take into the world. That's the love. It's not just a love to make us feel good. It's not just a love to draw people in. It's not a nice, clean, happy feeling. It's a power over death. And that's the message that we're to take into the world, that Jesus conquered death. And by his love, by his blood that he shed, he takes away our sins and he puts that power into us. That power over death, and that is the message that we're to take into the world. And I want to challenge each one of you to do that. Thank you, Chorus, for blessing us with the passion, with the singing, and with that love. And take that message of Christ's power over death into the world. The power of the Holy Spirit is working through you all and will continue to work if you let him, to take that message out there. I want to thank you so much for that.